Ebo Barton on drinking. I worked at a bar, but I wasn't a drinker. The morning after I found out about him, I was so sober. A noticeable sober. So sober that the colors of the table linens were deafening. The clinking of the glasses were the shattering of intricate chandeliers. And the voices of the entire bar were a collection of different voices from different choirs singing in different gods. And I burned the eggs for the third time. It was brunch, busy by nature, the hum of hungover bellies and redrunks wanting something with cheese and company. Because drinking will always leave you the same way, alone and empty, and I was trying not to melt down. Because at brunch, no one cares if the woman you needed didn't need you anymore. No one cares if the stomach you've been building a nest in has been looted. No one cares if she's too selfish to let you leave. No one cares if you don't think enough of yourself to do it anyway. No one gives a shit about how fucking bright the day is through the windows when you've just taken a beating in your throat the night before and the Bloody Marys on the patio are teeth happy. The couples toasting with mimosa eyes are blissful and numb. Here comes their third round. The older couple are still waiting on their toast that you forgot again. The stainless steel isn't shiny like it's supposed to be, you think? I know that feeling all too well. The silverware clings like wedding rings dropping to the floor. The bartender notices the rusty knives in your back. You do not tell him where you got them. He returns with a shot of tequila from the top shelf. He says, "I know you don't drink, but I think this'll help." You pour it directly into your skull, drowning your brain in the nectar of blue agave, and suddenly the bar gets darker. The voices are now lonely and skewered. The glass clinks are simply drippings of last night's mistakes. The eggs are now perfectly over easy. The toast goes out to the older couple still babysitting a decaf, and at 2 p.m., when the masses disappear into their summer afternoons, your brain will start to breathe too well. The windows will warn you of all the hot colors creeping back inside your head. You will sit at the bar, pull today's tips out of your pocket, and you will say, "Double shot of tequila," and point at the top shelf as if you've done this before. The bartender smirks with disbelief in his victory. He will pause to see if you take your order back. You will not flinch. You will not blink. He will ask, "I thought you don't drink." You will respond, "I know. I drown. I think it'll help."